Bishut Moray Barabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we finished the Sidra of Bereshit. Now we start the Sidra of Shemot. And it's amazing. You cannot imagine those parashiot. I give them a story. I give a story to Bereshit, to Shemot, to Vayikra, to Bamidbar, to Devarim. I give them a names. I give them a story. Bereshit, because now we have a question. We have the question of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yitzhak. Rabbeinu Yitzhak, he said, why the purpose of the Torah, the purpose of the creation of the world is the Torah. Hashem created the world for the Torah. So, if Hashem created the world for the Torah, so why the Torah started the stories, the beginning Hashem created the world? Why the Torah will not start to talk about the first mitzvah that Hashem gave us? When we were in Egypt, the first mitzvah that Hashem gave us, it was Rosh Chodesh. That we have to count under the Jewish calendar according to the moon, because most of the Shabbos or the year, Chagim, the holidays, it's up to the moon. So why would not start with this mitzvah? And Rashi gave an answer for that. But I have another answer for that question. Why? Because for me, the names given to the Sidrot of five books, beside they correspond to Kabbalah and to the Olamot, the Abiya Olamot, the older Olamot. But I have, as you know, there is Olamot, spiritual Olamot, yes, and there is Olamot that we have them this earth. You understand? There is two kinds of Abiya Olamot. There is Abiya Olamot, Kabbalistic Abiya Olamot, and there is another four kinds of Abiya Olamot on earth that there is two Torah, the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebealpi. There is the circuit of the Torah, there is Torah that you understand. There is the circuit of the Torah. That's why you have Shnei Luchot HaBrit. What the meaning of Shnei Luchot HaBrit? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not give the Torah in one Loach? Why Shnei Luchot HaBrit? Why the tables of the two tables that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why he didn't give him only one? And that one you have there, the Ten Commandments. Why he gave them two Shnei Luchot? So the reason was, and that it's to mention you that beside what you can see, there is what you cannot see, and that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, why Hashem give us secret of the Torah, why nothing is not secret, why there is secret, why this is the problem. If Adam HaRishon would not do the sin, the Avera, they were not secret. As you know, when Hashem created Adam, Hashem, he was talking to Adam, he was working with Adam in Gan Eden, he was his friend. So Adam HaRishon was nude, he was naked with his wife. There was no Etz Hara, there was nothing. He could see the Malachim, the Malachim used to serve him food. There was no secret, but the secret started when he did the sin. It's like, I would like just to give you a beautiful mashal. You know what it is, a mashal? An example. You trust somebody. When you trust somebody, so the key of the safe is anywhere in the house. You're not afraid of him. You're not scared of him because he's an honest man. But if one day something is missing and there is only him in the house, so what do you do then? You take the keys. You close the safe and take the keys. This is the Torah. Before Adam HaRishon did the sin, the Torah was there. There was nothing secret. Everything was open. Since Adam HaRishon did the Avera, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hid the secret of the Torah. Now the question is, why he had to hide it? You understand? Why he had to hide the secret of the Torah? What connection with the sin? The connection is because of the Klipa. The Klipa can only use, take advantage, only from the Torah Shibichtav. What you can see, the Averot that you can do, from the secret of the Torah, she had no yinika from that. But unfortunately, you understand, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hided them. So the Klipa had no yinika. And I give you a small mashal. Look on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the Beit HaMikdash, used to take a Se'er La'azazel. You know, Se'er is a lamb. It's not a lamb, a goat. Used to take a goat and used to throw it from the top of the mountain to down the mountain. That's the Kohen is to say, this is for the Samech Mem, this is for the Azazel. All the sin, the Kohen used to do a special baracha on the head of the God, is to say, well, all the Averot, all the sin that the Jews did, it will go on you, and you should throw it for the Klipa. I would like to ask you one question. Why they had to do that? I mean, if I will say that to somebody, it would take me as mad. If I take a goat on the top of the mountain, he would tell him, what are you doing? I would tell him, well, I'm going to throw him for the Klipa. He's going to tell, who is the Klipa? I would tell him, for the Samechmem, for the Satan, for the Yitzhara. What's that mean? Why you don't, I would tell him, you don't understand. So you know what he would tell me? You're mad, you don't understand, you're doing anything. You see, he would never understand me. Understand? But do we understand ourselves what we are doing? This is the question. Do we understand what we are doing? The answer is no. But we have emunah. This is the answer. We have emunah. We have emunah that Hashem is here. Do we see Hashem here? No. But we have emunah that Hashem is here. Do we have emunah? Where Hashem is, He is everywhere. So if Hashem said, this is the way your sin are forgiven, so you have to do it. And what's that? What does that mean? The secret of this, it's the Klipa, she wants something secret. She wants the secret of the Torah. All what, you know, the son of Esav, what he wanted from Yaakov, when he fight Yaakov, he wanted the inside of Yaakov. He wanted the brain of Yaakov. He wanted to have what the brain of Yaakov contained, the secret of the Torah. He didn't want the Torah that he knows. What he doesn't know, the secret, the residential Torah. That's why Hashem, he hid it, the secret of the Torah, that he will never use them. That the Klipa has no yinika for this secret of the Torah. That's why the tzaddikim, when they do Avera, the Avera is inculcated. The Avera in the eyes of Hashem, it's very, 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 very big. Why? Because a tzaddik, when they do even a small Avera, even this small Avera, there is some secret of the Torah. And the Klipa used from that secret of the Torah. Now you understand that why there is Torah Shibichtav and there is Torah Shibialpi. This Torah that you understand and this Torah that you don't understand, Shibialpi, you don't understand, is secret of the Torah. And that's what the Klipa wants. What you know, what you do, what you know, she know it. But she wants what she don't know, that you're only one who knows the secret of the Torah. That's what she wants to take advantage of that. And that Hashem hid it. It was hidden with the sin of Adam HaRishon. That way the Klipa, she knows that the Sa'ir, the goat, that the Jews threw from the mantle, she knows there is the circuit of the Torah. She knows. That way she's happy to not to talk bad about the Jews, to let Hashem forgive it to the Jews for the Aberot they did earlier, and to take advantage of that goat. Because she knows it was there, what? The name of God. You know what? I'm going to tell you something you never heard. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, what he used to do? He used to do a goral. Yes? Loto. He take two pieces of papers. And one paper he said, Lashem, for Hashem, and the other paper he said, Azazel. Now you have two papers. Those two papers, they can touch each other. The name of Hashem, it's Hashem. This paper of Azazel, he will not do anything bad to him. The paper of Azazel that is going to be in touch in the hand of the Kohen, who is a holy man, and he's going to be in touch with the name of Hashem, he's going to take some Kiddusha. It's like a king that as people touch him, you know, a king that only other kings can touch his hand and to tell him hello. Or only rich people, only very important people can have the permission to tell him hello. Just imagine a poor man, a very, very, very poor man, he approached and touch the finger of the king. Can you imagine how proud he can be? So you can imagine how proud the Klipa it is when this Sa'ir, that this Sa'ir, he was in contact with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Klipa wants. Ve'ata mechayet kulam. The Klipa lived only through that. Now there is a problem with the Klipa. You know what? Because all the life of the Klipa is from the Kedusha. All the life from the Klipa, it came from the contact that she had from the Kedusha. And the Kedusha, all the concern is to eliminate the Klipa. And how can they eliminate the Klipa? By going to the Klipa. It's like the Jews when they went to Egypt. Why the Jews went to Egypt? They went to Egypt to repair the nitzotzot, the utensil of the Kedusha that they were in the Klipa. Yes? And the Klipa was very, very happy to have the Jews there because they thought by having the Jews there, they would take more advantage on them, so they would be strong. What happened at the end? They lost. They lost the battle. The Jews repaired the Nitzotzot, and the Klipa was finished. If the Klipa knows that their end is in the end of the Kedusha, they will never approach them. And they approach us. They take a big risk to approach me. They think by approaching me, they were hit me, they were beat me, they would take advantage of me, they would take a much of anything of me, but they take a risk because I might beat them. I might win them. They will eliminate them. They will be finished. They will be destroyed. That's it. It will be the end of them. But this is the fight. In a fight, there is always a winner. And there is always a loser. This is the secret of the Torah. The secret of the Torah is this. Now, our question was, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu he started the Torah with the story? With Bereshit. Why the Torah does not start with the Torah? With the first mitzvah, the main reason why Hashem created the world is for the Torah, yes or no? So why Hashem did not create He did not write openly in the book, and Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews, the first mitzvah. Why stories? So Rashi said an answer. There is an answer. But I think Hashem, I'm going to give you two answers. First, it's very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell the story how the Klipa started. It's very important to tell you how the star of the Klipa was born. Because the Klipa is a star. It's a big star. It's a big kohav up there. It's illuminated during the night, but it's dark during the day. What's that mean? That means there is two sense how to explain that. The klipa, you can see the klipa shining only when it's dark. When a man is in the middle of averot, in the middle of darkness, he can see only the klipa. He can see only the light, the shining of the klipa, of the star. When the man is full on the light, learning Torah, keeping Torah mitzvot, there is no star. There is no light of the klipa. As you know, under the Kabbalah, we compare the day as Le'atid Lavo, as Gan Eden, and we compare the night as Gehinnam, as angel, as suffering, as galut, exile. This is the Hoshech. The Hoshech al Penitehom. What the Torah said about Hoshech al Penitehom, this is the kingdom of Greek. The Greek, they bring darkness to the world. This is one explanation that I was thinking about. But you have the Be'eri. Be'eri is a big tzaddik, a rishon who gave a commentary about the Gemara of Psachim, of the Shas. He said, we compare the star to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim, when they live, they shine so much, you don't see their light. It blinds you. You only see their light when they die, when it's dark. When they die, so do you discover their light, their koah. That is the tzaddikim. Now, I think it's very important for Hashem to give you a story, a real story of the klipa was born. And how the klipa was born? It was born with, because it's easy to give you mitzvot, but Hashem wants to tell you why Hashem gave us mitzvot. Why? Because if Adam HaRishon would not do the sin, there'd be no mitzvot. People will live. I don't know what kind of life. It's the same life that they have in Gan Eden. I don't know what kind of life. There is no Yetzirah anyway. So if there is no Yetzirah, so all the time you say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always you feel Hashem. Today there is a problem, but before there was no problem. So it's very important for Hashem to explain to you, hey, you know why there is this law? You know why there is this? Because something happened. What happened? When Hashem created the world, he said to Adam HaRishon, don't do that, and he did it. And all the needs of Kedusha that he had, they flow from him, and they went to Egypt. They were holding by the klipa. And then Hashem, he had to give the Jews the Torah to help them to fight the klipa. Now, I'm going to give you an answer that you never heard in your life. I never saw that nowhere, not the Kabbalah book, nowhere. So I think this is all of the secret of the Torah that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, razin de razin shel Torah. My question is, why Hashem, he had to give us this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give us another mitzvah that it's related on Emunah? I am Hashem. I'm God who created the world. first, and then Hashem will give them mitzvot. Why Hashem started to give them this mitzvah of the moon, Rosh Chodesh? You know why? Because the Jews at that time in Egypt, they believed on the Klippa, the stars of the Klippa. They only saw the light of the Avodah Zarah. They were living in darkness. And Akash wanted to show them that this star, it's only a creation. It's nothing. And Hashem, he told him, from this star, from this Levana, that you compare it as Avodah Zarah, this Levana, it's one of my creation. And from that Levana, I will build all the Mo'adim, all the Hagim, everything, the opposite. People serve the Levana as Avodah Zarah, I will use it to do from it mitzvot. Have you heard that in your life? Explain me now what I said about the Levana.
So the question is, why is the
moon? Loud a little bit.
Sorry. The question is, why is the Rosh Chodesh the first mitzvah of the Torah? Why not start with something that talks about Emunah or something about God? It's to show that Yisrael at the time actually believed in the power of the stars. And that in order to exactly show Yisrael the real creator, Hashem uses the stars now to make all of the mitzvot and the holidays and the zmanim. So now
according to the
moon. So that's why it gives Rosh Chodesh first, because it now says directly, this is the tool of Hashem, not the tool of anything.
Very good.
Very good. So you see, there is a Gemara who said, we compare Moshe Rabbeinu as the sun, and we compare Yeshua as the moon. What that mean? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu is the generator. He's the one who produced the light. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, once he received the Torah from Hashem, the Gemara said, that the Torah said, Zichru Sefer Torat Moshe Avdi. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, because you are Anav, so the Torah, it will be named on you. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashem, he's the rabbi, he's the Rabbeinu. He's the first Rebbe. He's the first Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu now he has the permission to produce the Torah. He knows all the secrets of the Torah. And that way he's the son, he's the producer, he's the one who produced the Torah. And Yeshua was his student. And Yeshua only received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the moon. The moon, she don't produce her own light. She only received the light from the moon, from the sun. Now we understand. Look at this. Something again that you never heard. The sun always sees shining, never she's dark. The moon, she's shining, and sometimes she's dark. Why? Because at Moshe Rabbeinu, the secret of the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebealpe, they were both of them light in his eyes. At the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, he has no secret. He knew everything. But Yeshua, he did not everything. He knew only what Moshe Rabbeinu teach him, and if he study well Torah, he can have the zichut to understand some secret of the Torah. Like the moon. The moon, sometimes she's lighting, sometimes she's not lighting, and sometimes she's here, and sometimes she's not here. But the sun, you are sure every morning you see the sun. But the moon, no. The moon, few days in the month, you don't see the moon. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he's the sun, he's the producer. And because he's the producer, so in his eyes, he has open books. You know, the Torah, it was clearly. Now, I would like to tell you something. When Hashem wrote the Torah, he wrote the Ten Commandments and the two tables, yes? How do you call it?
Tablets. Tablets.
Tablet. When Hashem wrote the Torah, the two tablets, the same letters, the same aleph that he was written on one side, you could read it on the other side. It's a bigness. Usually when you write a letter on a paper, around the paper, you will see the aleph, the other way. But here you have an S. It wasn't another way. It was exactly the same way it's written in the first, in the face A. Face and face B, it's the same. It's an S. It's amazing. It's impossible. Why Hashem did that? Why Hashem did that? Well, this is a secret. This is nothing, never you can know. But you can only see the Aleph in the other way, exactly as the same as the face A, only if you go around the tablet. But from the face, you will not see it. I mean, you understand me? I mean, to see this ness, you have to go around the table, around the tablet. Ah, you see. But if you don't go around the tablet, you will not see it. But this is a part of the secret of the Torah. Now, I would like to finish with this. Now, we understand why something incredible. Why Hashem started the Torah of Bereshit. First, he wants to teach you what happened. Why there is mitzvot? If Adam would not do the Averot, there'd be no mitzvot. So it's very important for the Hashem to teach you what was the reason that there is Torah. Why there was Torah? So he has to tell you the whole story. There is a whole story. So it's very important. I mean, how can you understand what's going on? How can you understand a story if you don't listen to the beginning of the story? Understand? It's very important. How can you understand how to land a plane if you don't know how to take off the plane? Or if I teach you how to land the plane and I don't teach you how to take off, or I teach you how to take off and I don't teach you to, to understand how to land, you have to learn how to take off. It's normal. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started Bereshit first. Second, when it comes to talk about repairing, because all the inyan of the moon, this first mitzvah, is to teach you that the klipa, it's shining in the dark. It's shining in the dark. Like this moon that is shining in the dark. Repeat again what you said. It's incredible. When the moon started, it's so small. When the Satan, he came to push you to the Avera, he don't come with a full moon, with full strength. He come only small with something very, 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 as the Gemara said, today I tell you, don't wake up to shul. After I tell you, do this. After I tell you, he come with all strength, with full moon. He tell you, now you can do the Avera. On the other hand, you can learn from that. When you do a mitzvah, to start to the mitzvah, you have to start with the beginning. Start the moon. When the moon is small, you start little by little till you finish the mitzvah. Full moon. Understand that? You see, from the negative, you learn the positive. But don't make from the positive negative. From the negative, you can learn the contrary to do positive. like Baal Shem Tov said. Baal Shem Tov said, from bad people, I know how to be a good man. It helped me, a bad man. The way I see a bad man behave, so I learned that I have to be the contrary of that man. So it was very important for Hashem to teach the Israel what was the reason that he did need to give them the mitzvot. So Hashem wanted to teach them, he gave them this first mitzvah. That means this first mitzvah is that by doing Torah mitzvot, like the Meiri said, in Galut, in Mitzrayim, darkness, they will fight the darkness. How they fight? At the beginning, they started to fight with a small moon. Then they fight all night. In the morning, there is the sun. Then they will win. After the darkness, there is the sun. That means always after a fight during the night with the klipa, then but Zrahlu Hashemesh. Then there is the sun. This is the concept why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should write the story of the creation of the world at the beginning. Now, Bereshit, and this is how I build up the stories of Bereshit Shemot. Bereshit is the beginning of the creation of the man. He is born. You give him a name, Shemot. He needs a name. A man, a person with no name, is what? He needs a name. So you give him a name. So he has the name. But what is the purpose? His purpose in life? Just to eat? Vayikra, to learn Torah. The purpose of this birth of this boy is to have a name. A name is Tachlis. I mean, what's this? Who's that? Why do they use that? It's like you point out on a king. You say, who's that? Hey, this is a king. What's the purpose of a man? To have a name, to have a tachlis. What is he going to do in this world? What is tachlis? Vayikra. To learn. And Vayikra, you have a small aleph. Start with him, with aleph. Aleph with gimel. Why? Because we are in a world like a desert, Bamidbar. This world is wide like a desert, full of Hitzara. If there is no Torah, you will feel in the hand of the Hitzara. And then, Devarim. What is this Devarim? Devarim is all the story of your life. And the Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, all what happened to them during the 40 years. After death. And the Devarim end up with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew, he has a part of Moshe. The death of Moshe. There, they will tell you all the story of your life. So you see, your purpose in this world is to be connected and the Abiyah Olamot. The all olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Those olamot, they are based on Vayichi, on Bereshit. Because if there is no Bereshit, there is no Abiyah olamot. If there is no beginning, so there is no death. If there is no beginning, there is no Torah. If there is no beginning, there is no Shem. There is no Tachlit. There is nothing. You can have, it's like you have plants, the wardrobe, but they are there. Those plants, if you want to make them life, you have to produce them. You have to make them. You have to. It's like an architect. He had plants in his wardrobe. They are plants. They are beautiful plants. But he has to make them. How to say? To produce them. To build, he has a beautiful building, but the planning, okay, build it. So you see, that was Vayichi Tziyakov. And we finished if you see, I would like to tell you this. I think in Bereshit, you have everything. Because in the Siddur of Bereshit, you have there the creation of the world, You have there the names, the tachlis of that Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, from Adam Rishon to Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, the world where we've not tachlit. And suddenly now, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, they decide there is a tachlis in this world. What is the tachlit? Believe in Hashem, Torah. Why? And they teach the children Limud HaTorah. V'Yaakov Ishtam Yushev Ohalim. Vayikra. Vayiket Shemo Yaakov. And then he went to Haran. Haran is Bamidbar, is the desert. And he talked with him Torah there. And he survived. Yosef, he went to Egypt. He took Torah with him. He survived. And then, Vayamot Yaakov. The end. So you see, all the five books, you have them on Bereshit. Yes. So now we understand that Atzilut, Yitzera, Bria, Asiya, we have it every day. Every day a man is connected to the Sfor Olam Otabia. So every day you survive through this Olamot and you make them survive. Otherwise, you will be disconnected from them. So you become through the Abia Olamot of the Klipa. As you know, there is Abia Olamot of the Kedusha and you have Abia Olamot of the Klipa. So you choose which Abia Olamot you chosen. This, the Kedusha or the Klipa? The Kedusha, so Bereshit, Shemot, Vayikra, Devarim, Bamidbar, Devarim, as explained. Otherwise, so you will choose your life, live your world, do as you want. Compare yourself to an animal that has no tachlis. Like animal, he live like in the desert. He don't care about nobody. And then he die. That's it. So you choose what kind of death you want and what kind of life you want. You want a life of the Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov that he choose for the children, or you want the life of Esav or Ishmael? You choose. And this is the connection with all the parashiyot with Vayichi. So for me, Vayichi is the concentration of the Abiyah Olamot are on Vayichi. On from Bereshit to Vayichi. This is the concentration. But otherwise, so they're divided in the five books. As I explained to you, Bereshit, the beginning, what's the Tachlit, why the Averot started, why we are in darkness, and how to through the darkness and to bring light into your life. So through what? Through Shemot, have a Tachlis, and you give a name. Give yourself a plan, give yourself a tachlit, give yourself a name, give yourself a direction. Ah, this is the word. Give yourself a direction. Shemot. What direction? Vayikra, Limud HaTorah. Start with Aleph. Why? Otherwise, you know, because you live in a big desert. Desert with no Torah. And the Gemara said, and then, all this to prevent yourself from going to Gehinnom, because there is death, so there is judgment. So all the story will be repeated up there. Like Moshe Rabbeinu repeated to the Jews all the story during the 40 years that they were in the desert. The Gemara said about Yoav, when Yoav ben Seruya died, the Torah said they buried him in the desert. So the Gemara gave a big question, but how you have they buried him in the desert? It's impossible. He never lived in the desert. And the Gemara gave a beautiful answer. Yoav ben Seruya, he was a big Baal Tzedakah. He opened his house openly to everyone who wanted to go to sleep and eat, like a desert. He abandoned his house. That means you have to abandon yourself for the service of Hashem. This is Bamidbar. So you see, Bamidbar has two ways. or Bamidbar is Gehinnam, it's Olam Hazeh, or Bamidbar is Kedusha. Abandon yourself to be on the surface of Hashem. Did you understand the answer of your question? Repeat again your question.
The original question. How does the five books of the Torah relate to the Olamot? And within the first Olam, how is Vayechi? What is the Kavanah to think about how Vayechi is the end of the first Olam and giving birth to the
now,
rest of it?
Now, do they understand the answer? And to finish is, don't forget what I was reading in the book of Beit Israel. He said about the word Vayechi, Yaakov. He said, why the Torah don't say Vayagur Yaakov? Yaakov will live in Egypt. Why the Torah said Vayechi, he lived? Why the Torah didn't use the word Vayagur? You know, Vayagur is to live. Vayagur is, no, we're living. Vayechi is life. What's the difference? Vayagur? It's like Vayagur, that means he has a house, he lives in the house. But Vayechi is his life. The life of Yaakov was 17 years. And he said a beautiful answer. Vayechi Yaakov, that means Yaakov, he bring with him from Eretz Israel the Hiyut of Eretz Israel. He bring with him the life of Kedusha from Eretz Israel. So can you imagine that? That was the first. Can you imagine to bring to Eretz, to a land, a tame, an impure land, Kedusha? It's amazing. Only Yaakov can do that. But only Yaakov, anyone with Torah can do that. So this is the Be'ezrat Hashem, who will help us to start a good start, Be'ezrat Hashem, of this tikkun of the olamot, Bereshit. Bereshit is atzilut. We came. Ma? No, I don't want to go to that. I want to go to the abbi olamot. It's very, very far from us to go too deep to that. It's we become mad if we go inside this. Just take what we can understand. First, Bereshit. We came, we were born. Ve'pach be'apav ruachayim. Atzilut. Ay, atzilut. Hashem is put on you something big to live. So he makes you to be atzil. You, man, you become atzil. Atzilut. Hashem put on you something that belongs to him. Atzilut. And then he created you. So he created on you all the Abiyah Olamot. So you can have contact on them directly all your life from here. Can you imagine? The whole Abiyah Olamot are on you. Are on the man. It's amazing. It's something incredible. A direct connection between a man and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiviti Hashem Negedi Taimin. God bless you. This is Vayechi Yaakov. This is a good start. This is the real life. First, you should know who you are. Who you are. Then, what it is the purpose that you came. What it is tachlis. Now you know the tachlis? So sit and learn. Because not only sit and learn and abandon yourself for Hashem, for the service of Hashem, Bamidbar. Because after death, all your life, all your story will be repeated. So Hashem will see if you missed your life or not. If you did your life correctly. God bless you.